Praise God.
Amen.
Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging of God claiming us as His own. It is a beginning of a lifelong journey. Confirmation is a benchmark in that journey. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Confirmation is an opportunity for our youth to say yes to what you have taught them, to say yes to the Christian example that you have shown them, and to say yes to God in their life through Jesus Christ. Andre, Stephen Perez, would you please come forward at this time along with your family? Andre, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with this church, which God has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? Do you, as the family, parents of Andre, promise to help and support your confirmand and give your time and your protection, your guidance and your love, providing him with continuing opportunities in the church to explore his growing relationship with God? Would the church please stand at this time? Those who have a spiritual heritage with Andre, this local church community, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Also, recognizing that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond their parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family, do you, First Church community, promise to help and support Andre and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing him with continuing opportunities to explore his growing relationship with God? Why don't you turn around while they respond to you? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news. We will surround these with a community of love and forgiveness, that he may, of love and forgiveness, sorry, Andre, that he may grow in his trust of God and be found faithful in his service to others. We will pray for him that he may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. And we do promise to support him through our time, our protection, our guidance. Thank you. Now, this is a time, and because you're all by yourself, I'm going to stand next to you, all right? But we talked to all the confirmands, and we're going to say it together, but he's going to lead us in our affirmation of faith. And so let us join with Andre here in the affirmation of faith. All right. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.